now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shaka, laka, laka, boom, shaka, laka, laka,
boom, shaka, laka, laka, boom. Yeah, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, I'm at BobBlack71, and Joe is, Joe has a new Twitter handle. Why don't you give it to the people, Joe?
At Joe Spano 56. It just got a little bit easier to remember my Twitter handle, at Joe Spano 56 on Twitter, baby.
All right, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. But as much as we love all of that, as much as we love our affiliates and everything else, it's all about radio on the go, the various different platforms and devices in which you can get not only the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, but the attack, whether it's Tittle, whether it's the Jefe, and Joe, he knows it better than anybody else. Would you please explain it to him?
All right, Bob, there's a number of ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more on sportsbyline.com. Then we get to the apps, and there are a lot of great ones. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app that you can download to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. It's a very, very versatile app that you can download to any device you can think of. You can also go to TuneIn.com. There's, again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
If you can't be home, we're happy to have you here. A little taste of home. Thank you.
Exactly right. On the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down. For a hump day edition of The Attack, where the two biggest humps you'll find anywhere, Spano and Black, you be sure to keep it where it is.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? I don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
Well, maybe, Ozzy, but then again, half our fortune isn't up for grabs. Who's the idiot? Welcome back to the attack. Pop Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. If Twitter's more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA.
Exactly right, Bob. Big hump day edition of the attack on tap for you today. Obviously, a lot of the focus is going to be the National Basketball Association. We'll recap Eastern Conference Finals Game 1, and more importantly, give you our takeaways from what we saw last night in Cleveland. We'll then look ahead. We'll preview Game 2 Western Conference Finals and, you know, kind of take a look at what each side needs to do in order to, in the case of Oklahoma City, keep winning. And in the case of Golden State, avoid going on the road to Oklahoma City down 2-0. We'll then look ahead and we'll then look at the draft lottery. For the first time in forever, it holds form. Yep. And the Philadelphia 76ers end up with the number one overall pick. And the Los Angeles Lakers sit in the catbird seat and get to play Johnny Bench. Whoever's not picked one amongst those big two in this two-person draft will fall the Lakers at 2, and they will draft them. You know, we'll then bounce it around, if there's time permitting, to any other news around the world of sports, dive into some Major League Baseball, perhaps some NFL. Don't know how much time we're going to have to get to all of those things. But we do have some guests along the way, and they're both in hour 2. 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time, Mark Bradley from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution joins us. And we're going to talk the Braves dismissing Freddie Gonzalez, the state of that roster, and, you know, kind of the plan going forward and how the expectations are that they're going to turn this thing around not long after they get into their new suburban stadium. And then at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Tyler Dunn from the Buffalo News joins us. He's the beat writer for the Buffalo Bills, and we'll dive into all the injuries surrounding the Buffalo Bills, everything from Sammy Watkins to Shaq Lawson. We'll also talk about the uncertain future there of Tyrod Taylor. All that more at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Bob. But I think we need to dive right in, and we need to talk Eastern Conference Finals Game 1. The Cavaliers rout the Raptors 115-84 in Cleveland, take a 1-0 series lead in this Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep, and aside from the first 6 minutes of the first quarter, the score was not misleading. It was a Cleveland Cavalier domination, and it was like they needed to wake up because Toronto played nice ball early, but boy, once they did, it was off to the races, and Cleveland left no doubt. They're the cream of the crop in the East, and it's going to be very tough for the Toronto Raptors to get a game or two out of this series, Joe.
We thought the best they could do is probably get 1, maybe perform a minor miracle and get 2. It's only 1, so I don't want to get crazy. But, boy, this was one-sided and dominating. And as you said, This was one of those cases where the score did tell the story, 115-84. And I really think you pointed it out well. Cleveland took about 3 minutes to shake off the rust. They found themselves down seven early. And then it was all over from there. You know, you go from that six-minute mark of the first quarter to halftime. Cleveland outscored Toronto 53-27, with Cleveland shooting near 70% and Toronto shooting 35% from the field. I mean, it was just a remarkable level of domination. And when you looked at this game, Cleveland did nothing wrong, and there was room to spare as far as things they could have done that they didn't even show in this game. I mean, their offense was great. You know, they were finding open people. They were taking it to the cup. They didn't even have to rely on the threes. They only hit seven threes.
Right.
Not that they shot them at a bad percentage. They just didn't have to shoot a lot of them because Toronto did such a poor job on defense of stopping the ball and protecting the lane that the ball was moving and flowing, and the Cavaliers had wide-open layups and easy mid-range looks, and LeBron was just an assassin finding all the right people and controlling things on the interior. It was just a tremendous offensive and efficient offensive effort by the Cavs, where they could have done even more. And then really for the first time all postseason, their defense looked great too. I mean, you know, this is a Cavs team that's really out there with LeBron James and as many floor spacers as they can get. No rim protectors, and they're not really valuing defense. They figure they're going to out-execute you on offense, and that's going to be how they're going to win. Well, not only was the offense great last night, but the defense was incredible throughout this game. And we've talked about how small they are. They out-rebounded to Toronto 53-33. They controlled this game in every possible way and dominated in every facet.
No question about it. And you know, you talked about rim protection, and Biombo and Patterson both having to chase these guys around on the outside. It just opened up the lanes, and there was no help coming down from the guards or whoever was playing power forward at the given moment. There was no protection. They were going to the cup, they being Cleveland, with ease, as you said. They didn't have to rely on the threes. And you know, something you mentioned, Kevin Love, and when we had Favalli on yesterday, he actually mentioned that if you look a little bit closer at what's been going on with Cleveland, Kevin Love, when he's been out there because of his perceived limitations, and there are limitations, is really trying to make the effort on defense where it's not going to be a gimme on the other end as far as being able to drive the lane. And he's been doing that, and he actually did it again last night. I mean, Biombo had a pretty solid game as far as he was shooting okay, 5 for 5 with 12 points, but he really didn't make the kind of impact that he made in the previous series as being an offensive contributor. The only guy that really did was DeRozan to start out with, where he hit his first four shots, and he was looking around like, come on, guys, let's get it in gear and go, and nobody followed him. It was just, and then when he cooled off, that was it for Toronto. Nobody picked up the slack and continued the charge that he initiated in the first 6 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, in the early going, while Toronto got off to that good early start and then the Cavs took over, in some ways where it started to fall apart, great defense by the Cavs. And Toronto in the early going also missed some easy opportunities, lots of layups, lots of short jumpers. Once again, Kyle Lowry couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. And it really was DeMar DeRozan, the only guy leading the charge really in the first half. Small contribution from Bismarck Biombo. Patrick Patterson's numbers look okay, but the realities are that he missed a couple open looks that could have really changed things. And, you know, really beyond that, there wasn't much. It was just a thorough dismantling of the Toronto Raptors by the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the numbers in this case tell the story, from the final score to the field goal percentage for the game, 55% from Cleveland, 42% from Toronto. The fact that the Cavaliers got to the free throw line 33 times, 7 for 20 from deep. They beat the Raptors on the offensive boards despite shooting 15% higher, 10 to 4. beat him overall on the boards. Again, we talked about it a lot. You know, it just dominated him on the glass all the way around. The ball moved well. If anything, Cleveland at the end started turning the ball over. But it was a dominating effort. And every stat line favors the Cleveland Cavaliers. And these stat lines show the level of domination. And LeBron was great. 24 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 11 for 13 from the field. He only took 1 3-pointer and was 11 of 12 in the really in the paint. You know, everybody else was spacing the floor. There was lots of driving, lots of cutting, and LeBron really did his damage, facilitating the offense of others and scoring on the interior. It was just an incredible effort and a thorough domination by the Cleveland Cavaliers of the Toronto Raptors.
No question about it. And I'll you know, we'll pick it up on the other side, obviously. But it to give you another one, especially when things were first starting to happen, Kyrie Irving really turned it on for the Cavaliers.
I think that's a great point. He was getting some great opportunities, and it wasn't about shooting threes. It was about driving it to the cup, Bob. We'll pick it up right there on the other side, and we'll continue to talk all things Eastern Conference Finals Game 1 next here on the Attack. So be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. I'm going to have to get used to saying that. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And before we went to break, we're breaking down a little bit of Cavaliers-Toronto. Not too much to break down from the Toronto perspective other than the fact they stunk. And from Cleveland, everything really came into sync about halfway through the first quarter. And, you know, you're talking about LeBron, and rightfully so, but the charge was initially led by Kyrie Irving, who was just physical. He was going to the cup. He was throwing down jams. He was moving the basketball around. And he kind of got that team in gear and propelled them forward in the middle of the first quarter. And then LeBron took the handle from him and kept running with it. And, you know, it was an all-around terrific effort by a team that's probably going to go to the NBA Finals.
All-around terrific effort from the Cavaliers. All-around awful effort from the Toronto Raptors. I get, and I couldn't agree with you more about the likelihood of the Cavaliers going to the NBA Finals. I said they're the favorite to win the NBA title. I believe they will. I'm watching them. They've eclipsed the Golden State Warriors as the best offensive team in these NBA playoffs. And if they keep getting defense like they got last night against Toronto, they're going to be hard for anybody to stop. And I still believe their toughest opponent would be the Oklahoma City Thunder because they've embraced their size advantage. And Cleveland likes to pay small. They'll have an ability to make Cleveland pay for going small. And then it becomes a game of human chess that you love so much between Billy Donovan and Tyronn Lue. I know we're looking way ahead as Oklahoma City has to continue to take care of their business, but they got off to a good start in game one. Cavaliers
sure
got off to a terrific start in game one themselves. I guess a couple of slivers of hope if you're the Toronto Raptors. Well, yeah, it was a blowout, but it's still only one game. I think that's fair, number one. Number two, remember, the Oklahoma City Thunder got blown out in San Antonio by the Spurs in game one of the Western Conference semifinal series, and then they went on to eventually win in six games. I don't see that happening here. I think Toronto steals one in their building, and ultimately Cleveland takes care of their business in five, and they're waiting for the winner of Golden State and Oklahoma City. That said, the other, I guess, bright spot for the Raptors, again, yeah, it's a blowout, and it feels like you lost five games, but you only lost one, and really the series hasn't started because, well, the home team still hasn't lost a game, so it was just one dominating effort where the Cavaliers held serve. But in all reality, I think it shows you how much better the Cavaliers are right now than anybody in the East and perhaps anybody in the NBA. Game two's Thursday night, and for the Raptors' sake, they better come out better on both ends of the court, or it's going to be a very, very, very short series.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see a glimmer of hope. I really can't. It just, you know, Valanciunas, they're kind of posing as to whether or not he's going to come back. And do I think he would have made a difference yesterday? No. I mean, he would have certainly given Cleveland some issues to deal with as far as size. But it just, at this point, even if he does come back, he certainly isn't going to be anywhere near 100%. They're just outclassed, Joe, and it's literally what it comes down to. And unfortunately, and the stats don't lie in this particular instance either, they have the two worst shooting guards in the history of the NBA when it comes to the playoffs. And until that's rectified, and considering that everything goes through their guards as far as offensive production, or at least 90% of it, it's like being a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. You're going to fall down a lot. And they can't do anything about it. And unfortunately for them, I think it's going to dictate a very short series.
True that, Bob. I mean, DeRozan was good, particularly good in the first half while this was something of a contest, and then he cooled off. Again, Kyle Lowry did nothing. He didn't do anything shooting the basketball, missed easy shots, missed hard shots, and they didn't move the ball well on offense, so he didn't do any of those other things. As you said, a thorough dismantling. But, you know, I was watching this game, and I got to thinking about something.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah. Well, try to think, but nothing happens. Something happened here. I got to thinking. you know, in this day and age, it's all the rave to talk about Steph Curry and to talk about Kevin Durant and to talk about Dwayne Wade and to talk about Chris Bosh and to talk about Kristaps Porzingis and to talk about Karl Anthony Towns and to talk about, I don't know, Dirk Nowitzki, Tim Duncan, LaMarcus Aldridge, Damon Lillard. The list goes on and on. Blake Griffin, Chris Paul. And I'm watching what's going on here right now in Cleveland. And I'm watching LeBron James on his way to his sixth straight NBA Finals. And I'm saying to myself, boy, LeBron is underappreciated, as hard as that may be to believe. Because I want to put a couple of things into perspective for you. On his way to his sixth straight NBA Finals. Well, if you're not LeBron James' caddy, James Jones, or a Celtic from the 60s, you don't go to six straight NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to be the number two scorer in NBA history. He'll be in the top 10 all-time in the NBA in assists. He'll be in the top 20 in all-time in the NBA in rebounding. He'll have won multiple rings. He'll have some records as far as getting to NBA championship games. Yet we never talk about LeBron when we talk. You know, yes, we talk about him amongst the best, but we really don't give him his due. It's much sexier to talk about Kevin Durant and to talk about Steph Curry and to talk about all the other guys that I listed. So really, I came away saying LeBron's underappreciated. We're always trying to find what he doesn't do instead of embracing what he does. And really, in many ways, I'm almost coming to believe that LeBron James is an underrated basketball player.
I don't think he's underrated with the two of us.
Talking about us.
I think in general, absolutely, I think it's a valid statement because, you know, let's be honest about it. It doesn't really matter what the sport is. Everybody's always looking for the next flavor. You know, you like chocolate? Great. Let's go to strawberry. You like strawberry? Great. Let's go to pumpkin spice vanilla blah, blah, blah ice cream because, oh, look, somebody dumped a bunch of stuff together and, oh, that tastes really good. Well, what about chocolate? You like chocolate originally. You like strawberry originally. Yeah, yeah, you know, they're good, but you can get that anytime. Well, you know, you're not going to be able to get LeBron every time. And you know what's impressive, Joe? And you talked about the six in a row, more than likely. And you know, you talked about more than likely being second in history in scoring of the league. You know what's impressive for me? Here's a guy that as he hit 30 years of age, it's not there every night. You know, it's there 90% of the time, but it's not there every night because of his physicality and the way that that 6'8" body that's built like a defensive tackle has gone about his business. He still, if anything, has become more effective at distributing the basketball, has become more effective at getting his teammates involved. And he's always done it. But now he doesn't need to be the guy every single night. He will be when he needs to be. But if on a particular night it's Kevin Love, he's good going with the flow with that. He's tweaked his game and continues to tweak it to where he's going to be playing, barring a catastrophic knee injury. He'll be playing probably till he's about 34, 35 years old. And he'll still be at this level and maybe just start to fall off a little bit because of the physical abuse on the body. But he's such an intelligent basketball player. And a lot of people don't give him credit because of his great physical skills for being smart. And he is. He's one of the smartest basketball players I've ever seen. That's why he wins, including all the physical gifts and the skills. He's brilliant on the court.
You are exactly right about a high basketball IQ, and that adds so much to what he does. And, you know, it's funny. You talked about him taking a step back. And really, at the heart of the matter, what LeBron's always loved to do in optimal situations is facilitate the offense of others. He doesn't have to score 40 points a night or 30 points a night to be effective. You know, he can score 18 and still be the guy that dominates the game. And, you know, you talked about that step back. Well, it's some step back, Bob. He still scored 25 points a night.
No. I'm not,
his 76 regular season games, along with 7.5 rebounds and 7 assists on 52% from the field. I'd love to step back like that.
Well, I didn't say step back. I said the slightest of the slightest of the slightest. you know, again, at 30, he's still refining his game to make sure it's going to be a top quality as he goes into his mid-30s, which to me, again, points towards that brilliant IQ that he has on the basketball court. And, Joe, I couldn't agree with you more. He's underappreciated.
It's sexy to bash LeBron. That's the big thing to do. Let's bash LeBron. Let's talk about what he doesn't do. Let's talk about the failings. And I know he's lost some NBA championships, and that's disappointing. Everybody expected him to win 5 in 4 years with Miami and all the other stuff. I know he's put himself in some ideal situations. But still, like I said, if you're not his caddy or you're not a Celtic of the 60s, you don't go to 6 straight NBA finals. The numbers are going to talk about his greatness, the multiple MVP awards, the ability to not only carry teams but facilitate others. So it really gets ridiculous at times the way it's so cool to build up Steph and Durant and Westbrook, and it's cool to bash on LeBron and how at times he's become an afterthought. Really, really silly, and people are really, really misguided if that, you know, with that line of thinking. We'll talk about that next, and we'll get into Game 2 Western Conference Finals all next here on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's been given the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and it's toll free telephone number of the attack. We're talking Cavaliers, LeBron James, and underappreciated, and all that kind of good stuff, and rightfully so. He just, as he heads back towards another final with the possibility of winning a championship, when he steps off the stage, the greatness of LeBron, maybe it'll be fully embraced at that point, but it isn't right now.
It was one of those things as you're watching a blowout game and there's no chance for the Raptors to come back and really it's just garbage time. All of a sudden, these are the things that pop into your head. And as LeBron was taking over this game, I'm like, you know, all we do is talk about Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and the list goes on. And I came to realize, I'm like, he's underappreciated. He's an afterthought in some ways compared to what he should be. And all we do is bash on him for the shortcomings or the failings. And we never spotlight the greatness, or we don't spotlight it the way we should. And we're seeing it right now when it matters the most. And I think you may be right. Maybe after he steps off the stage and people look back at what he did, maybe the greatness of LeBron will truly be fully appreciated. But, you know, it was something that popped into my head, and I wanted to discuss it with you. And it looks like me and you both see it very much the same way. He is truly underappreciated, and at times amongst some of these true superstars of the game, while he may be better than most, if not all of them, even at this stage, sometimes he becomes an afterthought. And that's a mistake, and in many ways a disservice to LeBron James.
Yeah, it really is. And you know something, even to take it back to the very beginning of his career, Joe, I mean, he carried a Cavalier team that had minimal talent, and yet somehow people felt he was just supposed to do everything and get there all by himself. When he moved on, as you said, 5 championships in 4 years, and that was supposed to happen, and there was no grace period, no slack period. Part of that had to do with the way he left town in Cleveland, but the fact of, you have to, and I don't care how good the athletes are, let a team gel before they start to win rings. And he still got that team to the finals. They just didn't win that first year. Then they ripped off championships from there. And he goes back to Cleveland, and they're doing the same thing. You know, they make it to the finals last year. But as they're going forward, Kevin Love's gone. Oops. Kyrie Irving's gone. Oops. And it's on LeBron to do it all by himself, and he wasn't able to get it done. They critique him again. This time around, this team is full strength. So, you know, maybe you end up being right. If they go in and they match up against Golden State, I would have to reexamine what I'm looking at, and maybe Cleveland is my favorite at that point in time. OKC, because of the size, we might have a different discussion, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Fair point. What do you say we kind of take that bridge west and go west, young man, and we head to the Western Conference Finals Game 2 at the Oracle tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. Golden State no longer owns home court advantage. Game 2's in their building. They're down one game to none, and they take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, who imposed their will in so many ways on the Golden State Warriors in Game 1. Everything from being the team that played well at crunch time to using their size and physicality on the interior to dominate the inside of the paint on both ends of the court in this basketball game, to having one of their two stars take over the game late and in the entire second half, and Russell Westbrook. So when you looked at it, OKC was exactly what they can be. And they showed you how dangerous they can be to any team, because they're bigger and more physical and better on the interior at this point than any team left in the NBA playoffs by a wide margin. And they have enough perimeter scoring and star power to keep up with your perimeter scoring and star power. A young coach on the NBA level who really seems to have a grasp for coaching on this level, flexibility, ability to make adjustments, good feel, all of those things. And a Golden State Warriors team that is not, it's not its healthiest, it's not operating at peak efficiency, their backs are very much against the wall. This is a must win game two and a huge challenge for the Warriors, because if they get down 2-0 here, this series is about as over could be, and maybe it's Oklahoma City that closes it out before the Cavaliers, and they're waiting for the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's an interesting perspective if it goes down that way. But I couldn't agree with you more as far as winning this second game. They can't go back to the Chesapeake and down 0-2 because it will be over. I don't care. Champions, no champions, 73-9, whatever the circumstances are. But the ghost of Al Davis rising over the Bay Bridge is just saying right now, just win, baby. And that's what they need to do. I'm believing they're going to tonight, Joe. I mean, I understand your point, and I think it's valid. They're not firing on all cylinders right now, but champions, the pedigree has a tendency to rise when the moment is upon them, and they need to win this ball game. Otherwise, they are going to go out. There'll be no question about it, and I think they will win this ball game. I think you'll see a more concerted effort, particularly on defense. Whether the shots fall or not, well, that remains to be seen. And Oklahoma City played some real good defense. But I think on the defensive end for Golden State, I think that's where you're going to see the intensity level rise in this particular basketball game.
You know, it's going to be interesting. They do have the championship pedigree. They've been back to the wall before and they've responded. But, you know, do they come out tight in their building with that pressure on them? Because the realities are, you don't win this game and your season's probably over. If you're OKC, you're playing with house money. You already stole home court advantage. Yeah, you'd love to go down. You'd love to put the opposition down 2-0 and be able to step on their necks. But there'll be a loosey-goosey nature to Oklahoma City. You have to hope that it doesn't turn into complacency and being content with having stolen home court advantage. But they could come out focused but loose with nothing to lose, while Golden State could come out tight. You know, there's a number of different things that could happen here. And I think the first quarter of this game is going to go a long way in showing you what the personality of these two teams will be in this game too, which is already a very pivotal game in this series.
Well, I think you make a good point there. You know, they're playing with house money, but the reality is you don't, and I think this is where Billy Donovan's message needs to get across, you don't want to just mail it in. And I don't think this team under his coaching will mail it in this circumstance. Yeah, the first quarter will matter, but just keep that intensity level up that you've shown, because if I'm a coach and I'm in that locker room, I'm saying, boys, we got the opportunity right here, right now, to literally stand on the neck of the defending champions. And if we can win this basketball game today, we're going to win this series. That'll be my message. And so, you know, will they play loosey-goosey? Probably to a degree. Do they have house money? Definitely to a degree. But, man, if I'm Billy Donovan, I'm trying to get that point across that we can literally end this series.
Yeah,
right
no,
here
right.
And right now.
It's just going to be intriguing to see how they come out. You know, as you've talked about, Golden State has that championship pedigree. You know, when you win an NBA championship, you face everything.
Yep.
When you win 73 games in a regular season, you face everything. When you deal with the adversity they've dealt with in the playoffs, you face everything. So it's not that this moment's going to be too big for them, but you kind of wonder, hey, you know, Now pressure starts to mount upon you.
Yeah.
That historic 73-win season, does it become a footnote in NBA history? You know, or do we take care of our business and get ourselves back into this series? You know, does that pressure start to mount? We've seen it with Toronto all postseason long, and I'm not comparing the Raptors to the Warriors, because that's like comparing ice cream to horse manure. I get it. But the realities are, we've seen teams fold under the pressure of home court and adverse circumstances at times, or buckle under the pressure. I'm wondering if Golden State buckles under the pressure here. And if they do, as we've both talked about, we both agree, if they buckle under the pressure here and the Oklahoma City Thunder grab this opportunity, this series is over and the Golden State Warriors would be on their way to a quick demise when you consider their historic season. It would be pretty stunning. Here's just something to think about. And this just popped into my head while we're talking. You had two basketball teams in the Western Conference do something that was historic. You had Golden State win an NBA record 73 regular season games. And then directly behind them in the same conference, you had San Antonio win 67 games. And they could have won more, but once they realized they couldn't catch the Warriors for first place in the Western Conference standings, they took their foot off the accelerator. They probably had a very realistic shot at 70 games. And the Spurs already made history. They're only the second team to win 60-plus games, I believe, to not make a Western Conference, to not make a conference finals. Could you imagine the 73-win Golden State Warriors, all-time regular season NBA win total? They don't make the NBA finals. 67-win San Antonio Spurs don't even make the Western Conference finals. Pretty remarkable. And if it doesn't show you, because I've heard people say, you know, you heard Tracy McGrady talking about the watered down aspect of this league and addressing Steph Curry's MVP award. Well, if those two numbers and those two stories don't show you how strong this league is, and we've spotlighted it many times from teams around this league where we look at their rosters and say, I don't understand why they don't win, to perhaps two teams that, one that set an NBA regular season record and one that wasn't far behind all regular season long on the same side of their conference, and potentially neither one of them could make an NBA final. So if you doubt how strong this league is top to bottom, that right there should prove it to you beyond a shadow of a doubt just how strong this league is.
Oh, I completely agree, and I think McGrady's way off base there. You just have to look at the talent on each roster, as we often do. You know, the other aspect of this, Joe, Golden State and San Antonio, what they did at home during the course of the season, losing three combined at home during the course of the regular season. And here, Oklahoma City, they get into the playoffs. They had not been particularly successful on the road in their history, going all the way back to the Sonics in 95 and 96. Well, they're 5-1 on the road. They've won three straight against two teams that lost three games total on the road, at home, excuse me, the entire year. So in their mind, they're good to go. They're not intimidated by any environment at this point in time. Before we go to the break, I want to double back on something you said, and I think it's valid. You know, this is the first time all year that Golden State has actually had to feel pressure, true pressure. A little bit on the regular season, but on the regular season, wouldn't have affected them getting into the playoffs. This time around, it's their ring at stake.
Well said, Bob. Well said. And you know what's even scarier? And I'm just looking at it for the Oklahoma City Thunder as we get up against it here. They're young. You know, there's a couple of guys over 30, but they're all role players. Nick Collison, Randy Foy, Nazir Muhammad, who doesn't see the light of day, neither does Anthony Morrow.
I want his check, though.
Yeah, well, but every guy in the core of the Oklahoma City Thunder is somewhere between 22 and 27 years old. And Westbrook and Durant are just 27. You keep Durant there, and the window's wide open for 3 or 4 years, Bob. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone as just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And as we wrap up Hour 1, a lot of questions have been raised, and a lot of answers will start to happen at 9 o'clock Eastern Time at the Oracle as Oklahoma City goes up against Golden State with the lead in the series 1-2-0.
There's not much more I can say because we've said it all, really. We talked about, you know, the pitfalls for the Golden State Warriors, and there's pitfalls for the Oklahoma City Thunder as well. You know, settling for, hey, we're playing with house money here and taking their foot off the accelerator just a little bit. Because if they do that, the Golden State Warriors in Game 2 will run down their throat. I thought you did a great job of summarizing what the message from Billy Donovan needs to be to these players. And I understand these players know it. But, you know, they're human beings too, and there's a natural maybe complacency that sets in. I don't think that's going to be the case with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't even think it's going to be the case that the Golden State Warriors come out tight like I speculated they may. But these, again, are all things that we'll be watching for. Because, you know, with this game too, the series in many ways hangs in the balance right here in this game too, in the future of the Golden State Warriors for the 2015-2016 season hangs in the balance. So there's a lot of drama associated with game two of the Western Conference Finals. It's not just another game as a Western Conference Finals ramps up, because that series started because the home team lost a game. It just so happened to be game one.
Yep, we talk about pivotal game fives. This is a pivotal game two.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we step aside for the news right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and then get ready for a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack?
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Facebook CEO sits down with 15 prominent conservatives today to talk about the issue of suppressing right-wing stories on the site. Republicans concerned that Facebook excluding conservative stories from its trending topic sidebar. Election 2016 coverage now with USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Hillary Clinton is the projected winner of Kentucky's Democratic primary, while Bernie Sanders is projected to win in Oregon. With nearly all of the vote counted in Kentucky, Clinton does hold a slight lead over the Vermont senator. The Democratic frontrunner already claimed victory by tweeting, quote, "We just won Kentucky."
And Donald Trump sits down with Fox's Megyn Kelly and says that if he doesn't win the presidency, the campaign will have been a waste of time.
If I don't go all the way and if I don't win, I will consider it to be a total and complete waste of time, energy, and money.
That one-on-one interview last night on Fox. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The Republican chairman of the House Oversight Panel demanding answers about the Iran nuclear deal. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz also criticizing the White House and its advisor Ben Rhodes when Rhodes doesn't show up to a hearing on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. That after Rhodes said in a recent New York Times Magazine article he had created an echo chamber of experts who simply repeated a narrative to inexperienced reporters as he tried to sell the nuclear deal to Americans.
He showed obvious disdain for people with foreign policy credentials. He showed great disdain for the media themselves. He's entitled to those personal opinions, but he also elected to share those with the New York Times and put them out there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And thanks to the push to increase the minimum wage, Wendy's is rolling out touchscreen ordering displays. The kiosk should be available for installation in the restaurants later this year. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bernie Sanders dismisses criticism that his campaign has a penchant for violence. The charges come after things get out of hand at the Nevada Democratic Convention over the weekend. Sanders releasing a statement saying his campaign has held giant rallies across the United States with zero reports of violence and that he condemns all forms of violence. An investigation shows a Colorado VA hospital contributes to a vet's death. We get details from USA Radio's Jason Wirtz.
An investigation says the death of a Vietnam veteran was contributed to by the staff at the Grand Junction, Colorado VA Hospital. Jonah Bennett of the Daily Caller told USA Radio News about the hospital's maltreatment of Vietnam veteran Roger Holmes.
The drugs he was given actually led to liver failure. When that happened, the specialty care provider disappeared.
Mark McGill, the medical director at Grand Junction, denied the results of the investigation and said they provided proper treatment despite the evidence the drugs they provided contributed to Holmes' death. I'm Jason Wirtz.
Another bomb threat at a naval base, San Diego, is a hoax.
None of these are going to be taken as a joke or lightly. They require a significant response from law enforcement. And, you know, each time we continue to enhance our force protection measures.
That is Lieutenant Junior Grade Madison McSweeney, who says the bomb threat was called in about 8:30 yesterday morning, says a message was found in a portable toilet at Pier 7. The same way nearly all the threats at the facility have been delivered. Bomb-sniffing dogs able to secure the area. The threat the 17th against the base since last fall. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And we got a big, big, big hour or two in front of us, Joe. We love to talk about the devices and everything else, but we also need to set the table as we have a guest right out of the chute.
You are absolutely right about that, Bob. 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark Bradley, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joins us. We're going to talk about the Braves and their dismissal of Freddie Gonzalez as their manager. And, you know, try and figure out the whys and what fors. And also every bit as important for the future of the Atlanta Braves. How soon will this team be ready to turn the corner, as they have a wealth of young talent that is nearing major league ready? And I'm wondering if it's going to coincide with the opening of their new suburban stadium, or if it's going to be a couple of years behind. So we'll talk, you know, we'll go in all those directions with Mark Bradley from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution at 10 after hour number 2, and at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Tyler Dunn, the Buffalo News. The Bills have a bunch of injuries. Sammy Watkins and recent draftee Shaq Lawson, both going under the knife. One going under the knife, one dealing with another kind of injury. And it's going to be interesting to see how ready they're going to be for the start of the regular season, along with the long-term future of Tyrod Taylor. All that and more with Tyler Dunn at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah, no question about it. And we got a lot of questions to raise to both of those guys because, you know, was it fair to Freddie Gonzalez? Is it going to end up being over expectations for the Buffalo Bills? Because in a division that might be wide open, there are high expectations up there in Erie County.
You couldn't have said it better, Bob. On the other side, we'll dive right out to our phones and talk to Mark Bradley from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about all things Atlanta Braves. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You're checking us out on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be back with Mark Bradley to start Hour 2 right after this.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone numbers go to hold for just a couple of minutes as we're joined by columnist from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, award-winning writer Mark Bradley, who joins us this morning on the Attack. Good morning, Mark, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate your time. So Freddy Gonzalez goes, and management finally makes the decision. And in your column, you said it had to happen. Explain to us why.
Well, I don't know that we have to go too much further than saying that the Braves were 9-28. They had collapsed at the end of last season. They were 9-28 to begin this season. It just wasn't working. Now, we can argue that the Braves are a terrible team, and they are a terrible team, but they were playing like the worst team in the history of baseball. And I don't know that anybody is ready to say this is the worst team in the history of baseball.
Well, you know, I understand where you're going. Freddie was given a terrible roster. He didn't do a great job of managing it. The Braves aren't about this year. What they're about is the near future. They move into their new ballpark to start next year. They've got a wealth of prospects down on the farm. I mean, they're just loaded with prospects. Now, my question to you, Mark, is what's the timeline for a lot of these prospects? Does it coincide with the opening of the new stadium? Is it 2017? Is it 2018? What are our expectations for the Braves being good again? Is it 2017, 2018, or even later than that?
Well, it's kind of fluctuated, but I think that it's some of the prospects and some of the very good ones could be here by the end of the summer. I think that the realistic, a more conservative estimate would be that they would arrive at the beginning of next year. But they've got this pretty staggered. There are a lot of minor league players. They've got guys in Double A. They've got guys in Triple A. They've got guys in Low A. I mean, they've rebuilt a lot, and they've they've accumulated a lot of minor league talent, and it's pretty spread out. They have teenagers, and they have guys who are not far from the majors, which was their design. They didn't want to build just one team. They wanted to build a team that would sustain itself and be good for a while. So, you know, I think they thought this year's team would be slightly better than last year's. It has been much worse than last year's. So they were wrong about that. But as far as next year goes, I think the feeling is that they would like to think they could at least be competitive next year, which I guess would mean, you know, winning 70-plus games as opposed to losing 100 games.
Well, Mark, you know, we talked about the waves of prospects, and as you said, there's a group that comes up in 16, 17, 18. They've really planned ahead. You know, this year's roster, again, not a very good roster, not a lot of resources put into it as far as, you know, a plan on winning. When do they start spending some money in free agency to complement that youthful core? Because you can't just bring up an all-young team with no veteran quality presence. You'll have no chance of winning, and it really hurts the development of the kids. So talk about that, when you think this front office might spend some resources and some assets on acquiring quality veteran talent to mentor these kids.
Well, the Braves, as a corporate entity, have said that they do not like free agency. They think it is inefficient, and it doesn't work. It historically, everybody overpays for everybody. I think it's more likely that you'll see them using, as was the case with Shelby Miller, whom they traded. They had acquired for Jason Hayward in a trade with St. Louis, and then after one season, they traded Shelby Miller to Arizona for Aaron Blair, who's now in the Braves rotation and got hit really hard last night, but still. He was a minor leaguer who's now in the Braves rotation for Ender Inciarte, who's a starting outfielder and who had a 5 WAR last year for Arizona. And also Dansby Swanson, who is the Braves' number one prospect. He's a shortstop, and he was the number one player drafted last year. So that was what they got for one pitcher last December. That was, a lot of people think that was the best trade of the offseason, and maybe one of the best trades of any offseason, to get three guys like that for one pitcher. And Shelby Miller, if you check now, has an ERA, I think, of about 7. So they have some idea that they'll be able to take their pitching, and they have a surplus of young pitching now, and spin that off for hitters, because the Braves, if you want to look, the Braves have the worst offense in the major leagues. They had it. They scored the fewest runs last year, and they've scored the fewest runs this year. And through Sunday, they had hit only 9 home runs as a team. Every team in the major leagues had hit three times as many homers as the Braves had through Sunday. Then they went on a real power show and hit 2 Monday night. So, they need bats, and that's going to have to happen at some time. And they probably are going to have to try to find a bat in free agency at some point. I don't think they're there yet. I think their course now would be probably to trade a guy like Julio Teheran, their number one starter, at this All-Star, at this trading deadline, or over the winter, and maybe get a guy that way, because they think that's a more efficient way to do it than having to pay, say, $130 million for Justin Upton in free agency.
Mark Bradley from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution joining us here in the Attack. Well, you know, you said they don't want to spend in free agency. Who, if anybody, on this roster then becomes valuable enough to keep in the long term, and as Joe referred to, kind of be that veteran presence as the youngsters start to come up?
Well, Freddie Freeman is the guy here. I mean, he is one guy who is under a long term big contract. He's owed $102 million after this season, and he needs to be good for this team to be good. They've uh, he's you know, so there's some question as to whether Freeman is as good as the Braves think he is. I mean, he's a talented player and he's had good years, but you know, there are a lot of good first basemen in baseball, and you know, he's probably, he might be the 10th best first baseman in baseball. Is that good enough? I don't know. They also have some other people that they could, you know, they also have some guys that they like Ender and Ciarte, and also they think Swanson can be like a linchpin in this team too. But you're right, there's not a lot of guys here who are going to be the core of this team in 2018.
You know, Mark,
when I say here, let me mean. Not a lot of guys in this on this 25-man roster who are going to be around if this team, when this team gets good, assuming it ever does.
With our last couple of minutes, I want to ask you about the interim manager, Mark, that was brought in. Brian Snitker is a longtime member of the Braves organization, going all the way back to 1977, a loyal soldier, a minor league manager. Tell us a little bit about him and tell us about the future as far as who's in the running to be the permanent field manager of the Braves going forward in 2017 and beyond.
Well, I think the Braves are thinking that Snitker will get them through this year. And then, as of right now, I don't think they really know where they're going to go. I know Bud Black's name has come up a lot. That makes some sense. The Braves are rebuilding around pitching. He's a pitcher. He was a pitcher. He did pretty good work in San Diego with a terrible offense, so this should be nothing new for him. I also think that, you know, Terry Pendleton and Eddie Perez, who are coaches on this team, are not out of the running. Just because they didn't get the interim job doesn't mean that they might not get the permanent job. I know that sounds kind of weird, but the Braves like both of those guys. I mean, they've been loyal servants too, and I think the Braves are going to go through a long evaluation here. They don't have to do anything for a while. The hope is that Snitker will win some games. You know, they don't expect him to get this team over 500. He'd have to go on a, you know, they're already 20 games below 500, but. The expectation is that he'll win a few more games than the team was winning under Freddy Gonzalez, and make it semi respectable. You know, make this season not be the worst of all time, and that could maybe give people hope again for next year, a little bit more hope than they have right now, because to watch the Braves right now is pretty horrible. As far as other names. You know, Ron Gardenhire was maybe the best manager in baseball when he was winning division titles with Minnesota. But he's 58. Would he want to commit to what is going to be a rebuilding project here? I've heard Mark DeRosa, the former Brave, who is working, I think, for the MLB Network now as a possibility. Not sure. He hasn't managed before. But, I mean, he's a bright guy, and I know he's well-liked by the Braves. So those are the names that have been thrown out so far. I think they could go in several different directions because, frankly, I don't think they know what they want yet. I think they don't know if they want an analytics guy, a hard-nosed old-school guy, you know, a young guy, a seasoned guy. What they did yesterday was try to calm the waters and give the team, maybe help the team win a few more games and keep it from being an embarrassment, and then just but also to put an end to the daily question of, okay, is today the day Freddie's going to get fired? Because we'd been talking about that here since April 15th.
Well, Mark, we appreciate the couple minutes. You can find Mark's column at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution as well as his blog. Do you have a Twitter handle?
I think so. I think I'm Mark Bradley, AJC.
All right. Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. And when things are starting to look up and a decision is made on the permanent manager, we'd love to have you back to talk about it.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. Mark Bradley from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Joe, it's a sad situation down there. Brave baseball has really fallen on hard times.
Absolutely right, Bob. On the other side, your calls 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. Bob and I will debate winners and losers in the NBA draft lottery. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What do you think we are, a bunch of stiffs?
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Photo is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA.
I'm very proud of you. You haven't screwed that up yet.
Well, you know something? I actually remember your name in my declining years. So I know at some point in time I will refer to the old one. But okay. It's your name. And I know your favorite football player. So it's not all that difficult. The other one was actually harder.
Yeah, I know. That's why I changed it. You know,
yeah.
Doing some consulting on growing my social media footprint because it needs to be done. So that was one of the first suggestions. Still don't know why I initially didn't think my name with that number was available. Don't ask. I don't know. So we changed it, and everybody will track us down.
I know why. Well, I'm not going to say it publicly because it involves a password.
No. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll move right along then, and we will spare everybody any more discussion on my Twitter handle again, which is JoeSpano56. What do you say we dive right in and talk about the NBA draft lottery? It holds serve for the first time since I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the two big winners are the 76ers, who finally, after tanking year after year, get the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. Might have been nice for them if they got it last year and got Karl Anthony Towns. That said, they'll have their choice of Simmons or Ingram. And whoever they don't take, the Lakers take. So the Lakers kind of sit in the catbird seat. They can't be criticized. So I guess those two teams are big winners. The 76ers, because they get the number one overall pick and they can get their choice of the best player in this draft, a draft that is considered by many a two-player draft of Ben Simmons and Brandon Ingram. The Lakers will get the other one of those players, and they won't be criticized because they just wait to see what happens, number one. And I guess the other reason they're a big winner is they placed high enough in the lottery that they didn't lose their draft pick to Phoenix as a result of the Steve Nash trade.
Yeah, no question about it. And look, I couldn't agree more. Although I will say this. If I'm the 76ers, I'm having long, hard conversations with Ben Simmons. And the reason why, Joe, is because, and you and I have talked about this many times, when you bring a player who is, to be kind, immature and a bit of a problem to handle into a locker room that has a history of losing, which the 76ers are firmly entrenched as losers in the NBA right now, you don't want to end up with a Washington Wizards situation from years ago where a whole bunch of talent in the room, which no one will deny that the Sixers have on some level, but an environment where if they do continue to lose, that it will just breed discontent within the locker room. And I have real questions about this kid and his what goes on between the ears, let's put it that way. So I'm having long, hard conversations with him. Ingram, I don't have those kind of concerns about. So if you're sitting there and you're the 76ers, that's going to be the toughest part of the decision because I think talent-wise, they're on pretty much equal footing.
Well, it's not tough for me. I actually think Ben Simmons may be in some ways the more talented player. You know, he brings a skill set that is not unlike the skill set of LeBron James. Yet, as I say that, I think you know who I would pick. I think I've made it abundantly clear.
Oh,
I've watched enough Ben Simmons that if I have the number one overall pick, I'm taking Brandon Ingram. You know, the guy plays defense. He can spread the floor, which will help all those interior players that the Philadelphia 76ers have. And here's a guy whose game will grow and won't be afraid to take big shots and all those other things. I've talked a lot about Ben Simmons, so I'm not going to go into it again. I'm not going to get into the Tim Quarterman stuff, everything else. I just don't like his game. I love the skill set. I don't like the game. I don't like guys who on the college level run away from big shots because I don't expect all of a sudden in the NBA game they're going to get any braver. So for me, if I'm the 76ers, it's a no-brainer. I'm taking Brandon Ingram, and I'll leave Ben Simmons to the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Lakers will happily take him.
Yeah.
And if he turns into Robin instead of Batman as the number two overall pick, you sat there and waited for him, and it's not really a thing you can do about it. You're not getting up to number one. So you did what you could, and you were lucky enough that everybody held serve, and you didn't lose the pick altogether. So, you know, there you go. You know, a good job by the Lakers and they're big winners by doing nothing. Same thing for the 76ers. It holds serve, continue to acquire pieces. The Colangelos will, well, Brian Colangelo, Jerry's no longer there. Brian Colangelo will blend some veterans in with this wealth of youth. He'll sort out the deck chairs. And Sam Hinkie will get no credit for, in many ways, while a slow and winding process, ultimately what may end up being a job well done.
We're going to find out. I mean, look, once that decision is made, then it becomes you got to win. And it's not going to happen overnight. But we've talked about this direction of this basketball team and some of the curious directions, at least in my mind, that they've taken. Now it has to be sorted out. Which center are you going to go with? Is Noel going to be a longtime part of this team? You know, when his rookie contract comes up, the backcourt is lacking. I mean, there's a lot of things going on with this Sixer team that they're going to have to adjust. They obviously didn't have enough confidence in Hinkie to go forward with that and kind of coordinate everything. Colangelo does have a track record. We're going to find out what happens, but they're going to have some answers to the questions in the next 2 years. Otherwise, you're going to see them back in there again pushing for the number one pick.
Well, it may take a while, and they may be pushing for that for a while, but eventually Brian Colangelo is going to sort out some deck chairs. He's going to sort out that log jam at the two power spots. He'll take some of that salary cap money, bring in some quality veterans to mentor this team, and in a few years down the road, they'll turn it around, but it's a long, winding process, and they got to hope they hit it right with the number one overall pick. That said, we talked about the two winners. I guess the big loser for me, and it didn't do anything wrong, it just held serve, they didn't catch the break, is the Boston Celtics. Yep. Here was their chance to get that true, true superstar in a two-player draft, and now they draft third. So, and boy, they got a myriad of options. They have a bunch of first-round draft picks. They could package them, get a player. They could sit tight and draft a player. You know, I think all kinds of options are open to Danny Ainge, but many ways they're a big loser for two reasons. Number one, held form in a two-player draft. They draft third, number one. Number two, sounds like he had a chance at or near the deadline to trade this pick for a big star. I said I wouldn't have done it at the time unless it was the right big star, but in retrospect, by not getting one of those top two and this pick falling to three, I'm pretty confident that the player he would have traded the pick for would be better than the guy he'll be able to pick at three.
Yeah, I mean, there's a distinct possibility of that. It, you know, everybody's looking at this as a thin draft. Sometimes you get surprised, and it's not as thin as people make it out to be, but at least on the surface, they kind of get left at the altar yet again.
Tyler Dunn, the Buffalo News, joins us next here on The Attack. All things Bills injuries right after this short timeout.
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Tyler Dunn. Tyler from the Buffalo News covers the Buffalo Bills, only fittingly, and we're here to talk about the goings-on. It's been a pretty headline-worthy couple of days up there in Buffalo. And Tyler, welcome to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good to be here. Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly hasn't been dull up there, not since the draft. And starting with the injury report, and boy, if this was midseason, you guys would be in big trouble, and they might be in big trouble anyway. Let's start with the number one pick, Shaq Lawson, who had a pre-existing injury that this team was aware of, and they picked him anyway, and now he could be out for at least half the season.
Yeah, definitely. I think you could definitely say they're in trouble. I mean, this is a player that they expected to step in day one, off the bus. To really use the Bills' words, and that's kind of been the buzzword around here, off the bus. Well, he's not going to help them until at least mid-season. So, as you mentioned, a lot of teams knew about this shoulder injury, the shoulder concern. I've heard multiple teams just took Shaq Lawson completely off of their board. The Jacksonville Jaguars flagged him as Shaq Lawson himself. But the Bills' medical staff, they told Doug Whaley, go right ahead, take this guy, he's fine. They didn't see the red flags that other teams saw, and now the Bills are paying the price. And you know, maybe he does turn out to be an unbelievable pass rusher, exactly what they need, a long-term answer. But it really runs counter to the whole win-now mentality that the Bills have kind of had the last two off seasons. They made a lot of bold decisions, such as, you know, trading up for Sammy Watkins, trading for LeSean McCoy, signing Charles Clay, all through the lens of winning now. So now you have a player you expected to help you out right away, not helping you out anytime soon.
You know, you talked about Sammy Watkins. He's dealing with a broken bone in his foot. What's the prognosis for him going forward? Is he back in time for camp? Will he be out there for a full season? What's the deal with Sammy?
Yeah, I guess the silver lining with Sammy Watkins' small broken bone in his foot, it's the fifth metatarsal, is that it is the off season, because you see this injury a lot in sports with the likes of Dez Bryant, Julio Jones, Julian Edelman, Kevin Durant in the NBA, and the pressure to return and help your team in a playoff run, it kind of overwhelms these athletes, these competitive athletes, and they rush back too soon, and they end up needing a second surgery, a third surgery. At least it's the offseason for Sammy Watkins, where he doesn't have that urge to rush back onto the field, because he does feel the same way as those other players. I mean, when he hurt his calf last season, I remember talking about his locker, he said, hey, if it pops, it pops. I'm going to be out there on Sunday. They're going to have to really pump the brakes with him, give him a lot of rest. I think that this is something that the Bills take through OTAs, mini camp, probably most of training camp. Just keep him on an elliptical and don't really put pressure on that foot, because you see it time and time again where guys re-injure the thing and they cannot afford to have him miss games that matter. And you know what? This is just another injury for Sammy Watkins. He's had about eight or nine of them in two-plus years. That's got to be concerning for the Bills, too.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. How concerned are they in that here's a guy who makes a living with his speed and he's got a bad wheel? And, you know, even with the proper rest and following all the protocol, you know how it is with guys that run in their feet. The next thing you know, once it's hurt, it seems to stay hurt. You know, now this medical staff right now looks like the Keystone Cops. They look like the old New York Mets medical staff and don't know what's going on. Are they at all concerned long term that this is going to be an issue for Sammy Watkins?
I think that the concern with Sammy Watkins is it's always something. I mean, his rookie year, he played all throughout his rookie season, but he had rib issues. He had a hip issue. Last offseason, he wasn't able to work with really any of the quarterbacks all offseason after he had hip surgery. The season begins, he has hamstring problems. He has the calf injury, the pulled calf. And then he comes back, he hurts his ankle. And then when he finally was healthy, he might have been the best wide receiver in the NFL those last nine games. The problem is, it's just very rare that you see him out there at 100%. So now that it's a foot, and you, as you mentioned, you cut, you plant,
can use that to toast cornerbacks like he does as well as anybody, it's got to be a concern. I mean, this is a valuable commodity for the Bills, who just keeps getting hurt.
Tyler Dunn from the Buffalo News joining us here in the attack. I want to take it back to Shaq Lawson for a second because I doubling up on this, I found the statement out of the front office peculiar as well, crediting Lawson's people for biting the bullet and recognizing that it's team first and let's get the surgery done now and all this kind of good stuff. It looks like a little case of CYA there, and I'm wondering about how the Pegulas are reacting to this, the apparent lack of communication, or at least accurate communication, between the front office and the medical staff.
I think you're seeing damage control 101 out of that one Bills drive office right now. I mean, they are really, you know, pushing out these messages of, I think I've seen the word proactive used about 18 times. I think I've heard somebody from the team media department say, this is a sunny side up, you know, glass half full situation. They're taking care. Look, nobody wants to draft a player that you're not even going to have until possibly November. That is not an ideal situation for the Bills, and it's not a situation that they expected. So, yeah, I guess they hope to get something out of him this year, but by the time Shaq Lawson returns, he's going to have to get his conditioning up. He's going to have to learn a complicated Rex Ryan defense. And to answer your question, what does ownership think? I think they're a little concerned. I mean, there was already a little bit of heat on Rex Ryan going into this season. They did get the GM an extension, and Rex Ryan's under a long-term contract. And they've got the money, if they want to buy them out at any time. So I think there's absolutely pressure because this was a Rex Ryan pick. He's seen Shaq Lawson more than any prospect he has ever drafted because his son went to Clemson. He was friends with Shaq Lawson. He's been on campus. He's known everything about this guy, and clearly didn't because he did one swim move on a bad drill, shoulder pops out, and it's an issue for the Bills.
Well said, and those are the dulcet tones of Tyler Dunn from the Buffalo News joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's talk Tyrod Taylor. It was an uneven year last season. I blamed a lot of that on Greg Roman and Rex Ryan. I thought they did an extreme job of hiding Tyrod Taylor. I thought when given opportunities to actually play football, I actually thought he was quite effective. What's the future of him in Buffalo? Because he's not signed long-term, number one. So it's questionable of what kind of value the organization places on him. Number two, do Rex Ryan and Greg Roman take the training wheels off of Tyrod Taylor? And what kind of year do you expect to see out of Tyrod Taylor?
You know, I'm glad you raised that point because that's kind of the back and forth you hear in this whole debate. Was it the fact that Tyrod Taylor didn't throw over the middle of the field because he couldn't read what was going on there? Does he have limitations? Or was it the way he was coached and the fact that they were really trying to keep this guy in a simple offense, a one-read offense where he can use his athleticism and throw deep? You know, I was talking to Trent Dilfer at the Super Bowl, and he kind of agreed with your assessment that it's more on coaching, that the coaching has to improve. They have to get his eyes moving, read one to read two to read three to read four. And I think that this year, second year as a starter, maybe you do see more of that. They kind of give him a more free rein in the offense, let him call more audibles at the line of scrimmage. He's the undisputed starter at this point of the year, where last year he's competing with Matt Cassel and E.J. Manuel. They're splitting reps, and he couldn't really, you know, get that chemistry with receivers. But, you know, the problem is his best receiver now isn't going to see the field for weeks, maybe months. So that chemistry he was hoping to get with Sammy Watkins, he's not going to get it, and that's going to be a problem for the Bills.
Well, you know, there's a lack of depth with the receivers. You know, Woods is next in line, and then after that, it's chicken you-know-what as opposed to chicken salad. But, you know, to take it back to the quarterbacks, Manuel is still there hanging around. And then they bring in another greener-than-grass quarterback in Cardale Jones, who, if anything, has the stronger arm and is bigger. And I would imagine Tyrod Taylor is kind of looking over his shoulder going, what the bleep is going on here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so, too. And I think that's definitely probably the number one concern outside of Sammy Watkins on the offensive side of the ball, because you want Tyrod Taylor to run. You want him to be creative, make plays with his feet. He probably does things no other quarterback in the league can do. I mean, some of these runs he had, there's a third down against Dallas last year. He shook loose a player who was twice his weight and got a first down on a third and nine or something like that. You just don't see players do that. So you don't want to neuter that ability. But at the same time, if he gets hurt again, which he did twice last year, what are you looking at if you're the Bills? E.J. Manuel again? Everybody saw what he did in London, the 3-4 turnovers in a row, just a complete disaster.
So I was really surprised that this offseason the Bills didn't give Greg Roman, these coaches, a sturdy, steady, proven veteran, a different player behind Tyrod Taylor who can step in if needed. There were a few out there, not a lot. As everybody knows, it's hard to find a good backup quarterback. But this faith that they have in E.J. Manuel, it could come back to bite them. Because as we mentioned earlier, I mean, this is a team that wants to win now. So if you're a team that wants to win now, you got to have a good plan B in place.
Well, you know, we always talk about Rex Ryan and his acumen as a defensive mind. And there's always questions about him as a head coach. Sometimes he reminds me of his father, and sometimes I have this feeling that as long as his defense plays well, he doesn't care about winning games, or winning games is secondary to performance of his defense. That said, Jim Schwartz ran the defense 2 seasons ago, and it was one of the very best defenses in the National Football League. Rex Ryan steps in for all his reputed defensive acumen, changes the scheme, defense takes major steps back with basically the same personnel. What's going to happen with this defense moving forward? One of the key pieces you added to this defense is going to be on the shelf. Doesn't look like there's that many changes to personnel. Is it more of the same from last year, or will it start to look like it did 2 years ago?
Great question, because Rex Ryan sat there at the table after the draft, grinning ear to ear. You could see a relief, just this weight off his shoulders. He felt like he finally found the pieces he needs to run his defense his way. And when he was in Baltimore, New York, he had nasty guys, violent guys. I was just talking to Bart Scott last week. He called them psychopaths, just these guys who want to take your head off. And in Shaq Lawson, Reggie Ragland, and Adolphus Washington, these first three picks, the Bills and Rex Ryan thought he finally found those versatile players who, A, are smart and can play in different spots. They said they'd all start immediately, and they all bring that violence. Well, the number one pick there, Shaq Lawson, you're not going to have him anymore. So they're going to go with Manny Lawson, the 11-year vet, who knows the defense as well as anybody, but he just doesn't have that pop as a pass rusher. And Rex kind of said that himself, that they upgraded in the pass rush with Shaq Lawson over Manny Lawson. Now you kind of go back to Manny Lawson and being a little bit more predictable. You know, if you're an offense, that he's not really going to rush off the edge and put fear in your quarterback's eyes. So I think you kind of go back to last year, and there's going to be some confusion. There's going to be some problems. They have to find a way to make this work without Shaq Lawson.
Well, you know, which brings us to the point, and you mentioned it earlier, you know, Brady could end up being suspended at the beginning of the season. The Jets still don't have a quarterback. Yep. Miami is Miami, and Buffalo, I would imagine the expectations are there to get off to the quick start and kind of take control of the division. If that doesn't happen, do they buy out Rex and blow him out the door?
They could. You know, the owners with the hockey team, the Buffalo Sabres, they gave the head coach and the GM some time, like they are here, and I believe they fired the head coach first and then the GM after. They ended up just kind of wiping the slate completely clean and starting over. I don't know if they're close to that point right now. They really wanted to value continuity by giving Whaley an extension as the GM, sticking with Rex Ryan. But if they start, 2-6, 2-7, and there's more mayhem, there's not really much progress being made, maybe they do. Maybe they do make the move. I don't know. I don't really know anything on that front quite yet. But it is interesting. I guess Rex Ryan now, he kind of has that built-in excuse that he's got these injuries already, and they had a lot of injuries last year, and they just need some time. That's going to get really, really interesting if they get into the season and they start losing games. That'll quickly become the debate. And it's too bad for the Bills. I mean, here we are in May, talking about this stuff when not too long ago after the draft, hope was really recharged. You could feel it. They found the guys they wanted. And now with these injuries, it's like, here we go again. And it seems like Bills fans for the last 16 years are not making the playoffs. Instead, here we go again all the time.
Well, as we get up against the break here, Tyler, tell us what you got coming out in the Buffalo news in the next day or so, number one. And number two, give us your Twitter handle so we can read all your wonderful tweets.
Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. On Twitter, I'm just at Ty Dunn, T-Y-D-U-N-N-E. And, yeah, online, we've just kind of been analyzing these injuries and trying to make sense of it all, where the Bills go from here. And also with these rookies, you know, I've been catching up with these guys and trying to tell their stories, because they definitely do have a lot of stories top to bottom that, you know, players are going to need to step in right away now.
Ty, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Really do appreciate it. We look forward to having you on again down the line as news around the Buffalo Bills makes them a story for us to follow. We thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Your insight was great.
Hey, thank you, guys. I had a lot of fun. Appreciate it. Anytime.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Tyler Dunn from the Buffalo News joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. There's your off-season recap of the Buffalo Bills, and he couldn't have done it better, Bob. And by the way, we're pretty darn good ourselves.
Yeah, no question about it. We have our opinions on Rex and Buffalo. It'll be curious to see how it plays out.
We'll tie a bow around it for a hump day on the other side. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I want to thank our guests for coming on board today, Mark Bradley from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and, of course, Ty Dunn as well coming on from the Buffalo News. It's going to be a real interesting year up there in Buffalo. They've got some issues that they're dealing with, and it's funny, man, when you know, here you are, and he talked about it with the fan base, all that optimism right off the bat, just literally ready to jump out of their skins because of the fact that Rex was getting the people around on the defense that he wanted to play his defense. You know, you never know how it's going to be playing out. But just letting the air out of the balloon with this injury to Shaq Lawson. And they really screwed up, because when you're picking that kind of player in that position, you want impact on the field immediately. Look, he may still end up being a great player, and we're talking about this as just a blip on the radar at a given point. But the reality is that they wanted him to step in there right away, not in week 8. And this is going to be tough. And then you piggyback it with the issues with the wide receiving core, and they do not have depth. Tyrod Taylor is going to have an uphill climb. They're going to have to be real careful as to how they do things. Joe likes it when it's more wide open. I don't know that they have the weapons to do that. I think Shady McCoy is going to be seeing a lot of mileage on that odometer over the course of the season, which is kind of how Rex likes it anyway. But how it plays out remains to be seen.